Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're going to continue to track that upper low offshore. Mm-hmm. That was about, I gave it about a 20% chance that it could become a subtropical system, but it's just not organized. It's elongated. There's a number of circulations within it, so I think it's more like 10%. But we'll watch that press into the northeast, and while we've had beautiful weather in the northeast, it's going to start feeling a little more humid. That means some thunderstorms. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast. Let's see if I can get this right. For Wednesday, May 11th.
You did it.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Bernie Reno, Christina Shalhoub. I might as well just leave.
You might as well. I can take it from here.
You can just take it from here, but we got the day right. All right. Real quickly, fires. They're still burning.
Yeah.
And it's New Mexico that's the epicenter for the worst of the conditions.
Yeah. More than 200,000 acres now with the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire. That's just one of the fires. Overall, we've got 12 fires burning, 12 major fires, I should say, and more than 300,000 acres on fire at this current moment. This is a bad fire season, and it is just beginning. And honestly, I only see it getting worse. Taking a look at the heat, taking a look at the lack of rain, taking a look at the wind. I mean, we just keep getting pummeled by these systems coming in from the west. And you don't get the rain in the southwest, but you get the wind as a result. And you just – the thing is, you don't need a lot of wind. You just need a little.
Just a little bit. It's so dry, which is normal for this time of the year.
I mean, right.
It's nothing abnormal except that it was a dry, wet season, so things are dry.
Right.
You know, I always say it's dry there for a reason.
It's
a desert.
Right. It's supposed to be dry.
But it's a little drier than normal is the problem. Mm-hmm. And then the wind has just been the problem. Now, the wind's going to relax this weekend
as
it warms up. But then next week, the jet stream starts coming south again.
Yep. And you get
not as much as we had it this week. But as you say, you don't need a lot of wind, and it's going to start increasing next week. So, again, this is not going to get – I don't know if it gets any worse, but it's certainly not getting any better.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest distinction because, I mean, we kind of saw this last week. Thursday and Friday, slightly calmer when it came to the winds, ever so slightly.
And that gives the firefighters time then.
It does. And that's all they need, as much time as they can get. But the problem is – it's still hot. It's still dry. It's still a little windy. So they're working super hard, but you keep getting new blazes coming up. So for every fire that they're able to contain a bit more on these days that are a little less chaotic, there's something else happening. And then as soon as the wind ramps up again, the fire continues to spread. And then there's the human impact as well. I mean, I think I've said this stat on here before, but 84% of wildfires are human caused.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Not all about on purpose, obviously.
No, of course.
Just,
some of them are just happenstance. But it comes down to the idea of when the conditions are like this, you really, really, really have to be careful for your own safety, but also for the safety of others. And that's just the difficulty that we're facing this time of the year in the Southwest.
Yesterday, we had all kind of wind and hail across West Texas. Now, that I always say there's no such thing as a run-of-the-mill thunderstorm in West Texas. Either nothing happens or you get the crap kicked out of you.
You do.
And with damaging winds, we had large hail. We're going to watch that area again today. There's not a lot of energy with this. The reason it's forming is what we call the dry line. It acts like a cold front in a way because you have a difference, not in temperature, but humidity. You get convergence along that area. Thunderstorms fired up. Look for that this afternoon and this evening. The bigger severe weather threat is going to be across the upper Midwest. We've already seen golf ball size hail across parts of eastern South Dakota, southern Minnesota. There's going to be another round of this morning we had that. There's going to be another round of thunderstorms this afternoon. Sioux City, all the way toward Minneapolis, toward Duluth. I think the big threat there, I can see isolated tornadoes because you have a warm front lifting. I think the bigger threat's going to be hail, and that's what we've seen. Mm-hmm. I think a bigger threat for more widespread severe weather tomorrow with the cool front that's coming east. Bigger area tomorrow, Minnesota, north and South Dakota, eastern parts of the Dakotas, Nebraska, in the Minnesota, in the Iowa. This one looks like a damaging wind event with that front. Out ahead of that front, we start bringing the temperatures down this weekend in the north central. It's still going to be warm, but not as hot. But then that just pushes the heat where? In New England and parts of the Northeast.
Yep, we're going to get nice and toasty. So if you were, I mean, look, ask and you shall receive, right? If you wanted more summer-like weather in the Northeast, you're going to get it, but it comes at the price of the moisture. You first of all have that upper low that you were just talking about off the shore, off the East Coast. That's something we're going to be watching because it is going to bring in the moisture. And then there's the front. Out ahead of the front, you get the warmer air, you get the moisture condensing. And then as the front moves a little further to the east, you get the showers and the storms as well. So warm but stormy in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic versus a little drier, a little cooler in the North Central behind the front.
Yeah. And by the way, next couple of days, it's going to be because of the way this heat's coming in and the way the upper low off the coast is centered, it's going to be cooler in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Norfolk than it will in Burlington, Vermont, Albany, New York, and away from the coast in New England. It's going to start getting quite warm, widespread 80s. Further south in the Mid-Atlantic, mostly 70s, so it's a little upside down, although that evens out, as Christina was talking about, toward the weekend. All right, make sure you download the AccuWeather app. We'll keep you updated on the severe weather. With the AccuWeather app, which is a free download, by the way, you can keep updated on all of the warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings. We're going to see them in West Texas today. We're going to see them across Minnesota, Iowa, Eastern Nebraska, Eastern South Dakota, severe weather. Don't forget Minutecast as well, minute-by-minute weather. For your exact location for the next 4 hours, we'll keep you ahead of the storms.
Remember to stay on top of these conditions with the AccuWeather app. And if you want hyper-local alerts down to your neighborhood or street address, upgrade to Premium Plus to unlock AccuWeather alerts. Enhance your safety today with Premium Plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.